one.
Hello, my friends. Hi, my friends. You're listening. Hi, my friends. You're listening to Kuku Radio, and this is Yuki here for you today. In our today's program, we also talk about those things we usually do during the Spring Festival. 欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是大家的老朋友 Yuki。今天呢，我还是一起来讨论一下关于春节的那些事儿。我们说春节的时候呢，大家可能都会在等待，等待，等待什么呢？ Waiting for the first bell ringing of Chinese New Year， 等待春节的第一声钟鸣。不知道大家有没有一种习惯，说在将要接近新年的时候呢，都会聚集起来倒数，一起庆祝。The first bell ringing is the symbol of Chinese New Year.Chinese people like to go to a large squares where there are huge bells are set up on New Year's Eve. As the New Year's approaches, they count down and celebrate together. 第一次钟声呢是春节的象征。中国人呢喜欢到一个大广场，那里呢有为除夕设置的大钟，随着春节的临近，他们开始倒计数，并且呢一起庆祝。People believe that the ringing of huge bell can drive all the bad luck away and bring the fortune to them. 人们相信大钟的撞响可以驱除霉运，带来好运。In recent years, some people have begun going to mountain temples to wait for the first ringing. 寒山 Temple in 苏州 is famous temple for its first ringing of the bell to herald Chinese New Year. Many foreigners now go to 寒山 Temple to celebrate Chinese New Year. 近年来呢，有些人开始去山上寺庙等待第一次钟声。苏州的寒山寺就非常的著名，它的钟声宣布春节的到来。现在呢，很多外国人都去寒山寺庆祝春节，所以呢，其实很多人在一起倒数倒计等待新年的到来，也是非常有意义的一件事情。所以呢，想问一下大家 ，Have you ever gotten together to calm down？不知道大家有没有聚集在一起倒数过呢？如果说你有的话，可以一起来跟我分享一下。如果说你没有的话，那么就期待一下，也可以跟我一起来分享一下你期待的心情。Okay, please remember. Okay, see you next time. Bye bye.